Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, baby. It is Making Money Monday, baby, darling. Broadcasting live from the Windy City, honey. Yes, indeed. It's a little cloudy out today. It's about 39 degrees, but it's all good. Up in here. Listen, it is January the 2nd, 2023, 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Come on, buddy. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumboRum.com. We have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gum. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, y'all, to me, just a little bitty old favor while you on Facebook. Y'all know we on Facebook all day long. Use keyword the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen. I got some hard music on today. Yes, I do. I got some hot stuff for you, honey. But listen, y'all know mama done seen something crazy in the news. Y'all know I'm always seeing something in the headlines and everything like that. And y'all know I got an opinion about everything. I said, let me check it out up in here on today. Well, it's all about sex, y'all. Sex or not to sex. Listen, I saw something really interesting, which I did not know. In the Jewish community, one of the rules is after the wife has finished her menstrual, the husband cannot touch her for two weeks. And you know what? When I saw that, when I read that, I said, oh, my God. The African-American community would never, never, ever make it with that rule. Never, ever, ever make it. Two weeks afterwards? Are you kidding me? Listen, let me put it down like this. Y'all, if you don't know, let me tell you how it works in the African-American community. If you don't understand that, black folks. Now, listen. Now, this is God heaven truth. I had a friend one time that says that's the best time to make out with your wife or your significant other is during, and now listen, if you've got delicate ears, this ain't the show for you. Listen, this man tells me, he says, well, you know what, that's the best time ever to be really close to your wife and everything like that. It's when she's that special time of the month, and everybody was going, you got to be kidding me. Now listen, this conversation happened during a party, and we were just sitting around, party was over, but we were still just hanging out in the hotel, sitting around the floor just conversating about life. And he says, you know what, that's the best time I like to get with my wife during that time, her special time of the month. And everybody's going, you're so nasty. That is just so gross. And he says, no, it's so nice and warm and feels so good on the inside. And everybody's going, this man is from a really special place that we've never heard about. So I'm telling you, that's the thing. That's the rule in the Jewish community. After the wife finishes, I know y'all probably saying, where in the world does this come from? It's coming from a story off of lifestyle.com. So listen, I never heard the rule. I didn't know there was such a rule in the Jewish community that the husband cannot touch the wife for 2 weeks. And they say that they have the best sex. The best sex, the hardest sex, and very, very juicy. That's what she says. The wife says they're spicy. They have a spicy sex life because not only do they not touch one another for 2 weeks, they sleep in separate bedrooms. So listen. The husband has his bedroom. The wife has her bedroom. And they never, ever sleep together. So this is what they say makes a really great marriage for sex. That's what they're saying. So listen, Let me tell you something. My spiritual mother, God rest her soul, did not have the same thing. Now, listen. Let me tell you this. I'm going to get on into the music. Y'all check this out. My spiritual mom, my godmom, would always talk to me about her and her husband, and they had separate bedrooms. But let me tell you something. It was not to make their sex life a whole lot better. And she says, I got to sleep in my own bedroom, and my husband has to sleep in his own bedroom because he stinks to high heaven. He never, ever likes to take a shower, and he stinks. And she would always complain to me about how he never, ever would like to take a shower. Now, listen. Not only that, he had his lady friends. He had a lot of lady friends, and she knew about the lady friends. Let me tell you something. My godmother would go to church on Sunday, and guess what? The husband would have a great time on Sunday afternoons. He'd drop his wife off at church. He'd come back home, and I'm telling you, the door would be wide open for his girlfriends to come over. Well, evidently, they didn't think that he stopped. They would come over and have a great time. I'm like, I don't know what's going on in this household, but I know one thing. One person's getting it, and one person's not. So listen. Let me get on to the music. I am telling you. Now, listen. Let me tell you guys something. That was a true story. I could not make that up. There is no way I could make something up like that. And that's really on the real. My godmother, my spiritual, my godmother, God rest her soul, I would go over to her house all the time, and she would always complain about her husband, how she had to have a separate bedroom because her husband stank, and he would never take a shower. She would have to beg him to take a shower just to be intimate with him. And I'm telling this guy the truth. She would always complain to me about that. I'm not just saying it, even though they're both passed on. I'm still not going to say their names or nothing like that, but that's a true story. That is a true story. And one time, let me tell you this, then I'm going to get to the music. One time, she went out of town. She went to this convention, and she won this really, really nice perfume. And then she came back, and I went to see her the next day, and she says, let me tell you something. My husband took a shower. And she says, guess what? And I went out of town and won this really expensive perfume, and I put it on. And she says, you know what, Fierce? I was an angel by day, and I was fire at night. And I says, oh, well, honey, I'm happy for you that you got an opportunity to get it. So listen. Let me get on down with it. You know something? I got some really hot music for you. Yes, I do. Listen, I'm going to play a little LT Turner, Betcha by Golly. Wow, this man is the bomb. This man can sing like nobody's business. He is just, phenomenal. This is Betcha by Golly. Wow.
There's a spark of magic in your eyes. Candyland appears each time you smile. Never thought that fairy tales came true, but they come true when I'm near you. You're a genie. Full of wonder and
that you're now part of my life. I remember the times when I thought this day would never come, but I am so grateful that you're now part of my life, today and forever. I love you always.
A master. That is Betcha by Golly Wow, L.T. Turner Jr. Yes, and see. Now, listen, you guys. I have something really special to tell you guys about. It is South Cal. You heard me. Listen, it is South Cal. I want you to hear this. I have some information that I want to share with you about this particular business. Listen, I want to tell you about it. And guess what? I am a animal lover. I love animals. Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. I love my little puppies. I love my fur babies. Yes, and yes, I do. You guys take a listen to this. I'm going to come back on the other side and tell you some more about South Cal.
Please visit SoCalCanineClinic.com to familiarize yourself with our veterinary services, such as puppy wellness checks, routine exams, eye, skin, and ear exams, vaccinations and dewormings, flea and tick protection.
All right, now I do want to let you guys know it is South Cal Canine Clinic, City of Industry. And this is in California. Listen, let me tell you about the services at South Cal Canine. Listen. She's very loving, very caring. And also, let me give you the address. If you're in the City of Industry, it's 15355 Gale Avenue, City of Industry, California. Zip code is 91745. And the hours is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. closed on the weekends. Now, listen, she's very loving, very caring. She has different services that's available. Her core care services, canine reproduction, vaccinations and prevention, wellness, puppy care, routine exams, veterinary surgery. Now, listen, wellness and puppy care. Listen, I want to really expound on the wellness and puppy care. Why? Because we had a family puppy, and I just love the little fur babies. I wish somebody would donate me a fur baby. I wish they would. Listen, and this weekend I had an opportunity to catch some of the American Kennel Club, and I just love the dog shows. I really do. I have my breeds, right? I have my breeds. I love, and I'm going to get back to the puppy care. I love my breeds. I love the toy breed. I love the working breed, and I love the, what does that do, guys? Tell me, the herders. So listen, let me tell you something. They are adorable. They are so adorable. And the reason why I like watching American Kennel Club, the dog show, is because I learn. I love to watch it because, first of all, I love watching all of the little puppies and all the dogs coming across. They are so, so special. And I learn. The thing that I love about watching the show is because they give you the history behind the breed of the dog. They tell you about the 1800s, where the dog was first breeded, where it came from, if it came from Germany, if it came from France, if it came from Europe. And I loved it. I love to know where they came from. I love to know the stock of the family and where the breed first came. came from. I love that. And then they tell you about if the puppy makes a great companion in the home or if it's best to be outside. And so they give you all the details. And I just love it, love it, love it. And they tell you if it's a smart animal. Some are, now, you know, some are a little smarter than others. Some breeds are smarter than others. Okay. And then you got some of the bigger breeds like the Chows. I'm telling you, I just love it, love it. I love watching the American Kennel Club. I love it because you learn so much. I learn a lot from watching it. I love to learn so much. So listen, let me tell you about South Cal Clinic. Let me tell you. So let me tell you about puppy care. And she says that they love to care for dog breeders and kennels with healthy puppies. So at South Cal Canine Clinic, they work with breeder clients and puppy owners to formulate an optimal puppy wellness program. I like that, puppy wellness program, to give them the best start in life. They offer puppy vaccines, dewormer, and puppy health checks to access for inherited or development conditions. See, didn't I just tell you that? So listen, you learn a lot. They help you with puppy vaccines, deworming, and puppy health checks. And see, some breeds do have, it's just like a child. It's just like, you know, us, we have a background and we may inherit things, which, okay, it's true. Sometimes we inherit some sicknesses or illness because it runs in the bloodline, but that's a whole different story. I ain't going to get on the spiritual side of that. So listen, and it goes the same with puppies. They can inherit things that comes down through the bloodline or developmental conditions such as heart murmurs, heart murmurs, and then hernias, dental abnormalities, and eye abnormalities. Did you guys know that animals have the same thing? They can have heart murmurs like she's saying here on her website. They can have dental abnormalities and problems with the eye. And it's so true. And let me tell you something. I learned it when I was a kid that animals have some of the same sicknesses just like her humans because we have little Oscar. Not my family, but the family downstairs had little Oscar. Oscar was the neighborhood puppy. Little Oscar. And I just love little Oscar. And he lived a long time. And one time I says, well, Miss Lane, what's wrong with little Oscar? And she says, little Oscar, because she had him for a lot of years. She said, little Oscar has arthritis. I says, he's got arthritis. And, you know, his back legs was all stiff and he couldn't hardly run around in the house anymore. And she says, yeah, little Oscar's got arthritis. I says, oh, wow, I didn't know that a dog could have arthritis. She says, yeah, he's got arthritis. And he had so many other sicknesses. So listen. If you are a puppy owner, you already know these things. You got to take care of your animals, right? And that's why I love my big brother. My big brother had this little dog. Someone loved my big brother and his wife so much, they gave him a present, gave him a little puppy, a little poodle, and a little Bubbles. We called him Bubbles. It was a boy, but we called him Bubbles. And little Bubbles was the family pet he was. Every time we go, I love little Bubbles, and we'd sit down and have dinner together, and Bubbles would come right by my leg. And I look at little Bubbles, he'd be begging for the food off my plate, and of course, I'd feed him. I'd give him something, and it would just drive me up the wall. I just love little Bubbles. And my brother loved little Bubbles, too. He treated little Bubbles like a little baby. And so my brother would walk around with Bubbles in his arms like a little bit baby, and I thought it was just the cutest thing. So listen. You got to visit South Cal K9. Listen, go to the website. It is South Cal, SOCALK9clinic.com. And you got to take care of your puppies. They got to be well. Feed them really good and love on them. You know what I mean? And that's why I love my big brother. He would always take little Bubbles all to the groomer every single week to get groomed. And it was just adorable. He loved Bubbles so much. He'd take Bubbles in to get groomed, get the hair cut, get the toenails cut and everything, whatever he needed. He just looked so pretty. So listen. You got to take care of your animals. Listen, I don't have any puppies or anything now, but guess what? I got a whole bunch of puppies in the building because there's a lot of people that have puppies. So when I see the neighbors, I say, hi, little guys. I love you so much. And yes, I do. I talk to them. I says, oh, I love you so much. And they just go bananas and start barking and just jumping up and down. I just love it. So listen, you guys visit the website, SouthCal9Clinic.com. Check it out. So listen, she's there for you in the area. Now you can take your puppy in, get them checked out, make sure they're going to be healthy. And she's got these cute bulldogs. I'm looking at these bulldogs. They're so cute. I just want to just grab them and hug them. You know what I mean? So listen, so your veterinarian will always work with you and your new puppy. Okay, so if you have a new puppy, get them in, get them checked out, make sure they're going to get all their nutrition that they need. Listen, did you know that little puppies, they have to have care for their teeth? And that's really important. Just like we need our teeth taken care of and make sure that we have a healthy mouth, same thing with your animals. They got to be healthy dental care. Yes, yes, yes. Now, listen, I am pretty much out of time. I really enjoy South Cal. Guess what? You're going to hear about South Cal all week long, and I want to invite you once again to the website. It is SoCal, SoCal. K9clinic.com. I want to tell you once again, it is a great place to take your puppies in. Now listen, they have veterinary services like puppy wellness checks, routine exams, eye, skin, ear exams, vaccinations, dewormings, flea and tick prevention. Now listen, this location does not do veterinary surgeries, okay? At that location, they don't do surgeries, but now all your wellness checks, she can take care of it for you. Puppy wellness check, routine exams, eye, skin, and ear exams. You got to take care of your puppies, your fur babies. Now, listen, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. And I'm going to be talking about South Cal all week long. Guess what? I'll be back on tomorrow and do it all over again.
Special words of Don Cornese, the man that made
Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.